French hard-left presidential candidate Mélenchon triggers anti-Semitism row with Epstein joke. By Breitbart London on February 27, 2026. AFP, French far-left firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon has sparked new accusations of anti-Semitism after mocking the pronunciation of the name Epstein during a political rally in southeastern France. Speaking at a gathering in Lyon on Thursday evening, Mélenchon invoked the name of Jeffrey Epstein. After recent disclosures detailed the convicted sex offender's extensive ties to the world's rich, famous and powerful. "I wanted to say Epstein, sorry, it sounds more Russian, Epstein," said the France-unbowed, Le Français, leader. "So now you'll say Epstein instead of Epstein, Frankenstein instead of Frankenstein," he told a laughing audience. The comments, which came ahead of municipal elections next month, sparked outrage from across the political spectrum. Mélenchon, 74, rejected accusations of anti-Semitism, calling his comments ironic. On Friday, President Emmanuel Macron shared a video of a recent speech he made condemning the anti-Semitic hydra that he said had crept into every crack of French society. "This was 15 days ago," he said. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez described Mélenchon's remarks as abject, while Equality Minister Aurore Berg wrote on X that anti-Semitism in France can be spelled out in three letters, L, F, I. Socialist lawmaker Laurence Rossignol condemned the comments as the most terrifying anti-Semitism. "How many decades has it been since a politician made a room laugh by rattling off Jewish names, emphasizing their pronunciation, with a sneer of hatred?" Rossignol said. The leader of the far-right National Rally Party, Jordan Bardella, denounced Thursday's rally as a brutal, chilling meeting with openly anti-Semitic overtones. Yonathan Arfi, head of the French Jewish group CRIF, said, "With all due respect to Jean-Luc Mélenchon, a year 8 pupil knows that in English, Epstein is pronounced Epstein. To see this pronunciation as manipulation is a conspiracy theory with real anti-Semitic overtones," he said on X, adding journalists were using the American pronunciation of the late financier's last name. Mélenchon sought to push back. "The reaction of those who see this as anti-Semitism is appalling," he said on X, noting that it was a way of deliberately inciting violence against LFI. The LFI and Mélenchon have faced accusations of failing to properly condemn attacks on October 7, 2023 by Palestinian militant group Hamas on Israel. Mélenchon and his party have been under fire over the killing of far-right activist Quentin Dirac in Lyon. The 23-year-old died following clashes between radical left and far-right supporters on the sidelines of a February 12 demonstration against a politician from Mélenchon's party.